You're listening to the Family of Te Geta podcast. A message from Akatu. Never make this statement.
Friends of Earth, your words with belief matter. We emphasize often the importance of thoughts to create a powerful perspective of your life. Throughout each day, careless words are repeated without understanding the significance of something so casual. But pause and with intention, speak words that will allow the best outcome. This communication is regarding words to never say. You are spirit, and the subconscious mind is listening. This is the place of programming. With or without intent or truth, a recording is made in agreement. The psyche is endlessly changing and adding new information based on your choices. Subliminal messages from music, advertising, and videos are shaping your life exponentially. Never allow these words to pass your lips. I can't live without you. I can't live in another location. I can't live without this product. You get the idea. The I can't live without message can be applied to anything such as drugs, alcohol, or certain foods. Fill in the blank in your personal life and you will identify with this teaching. Codependency has been powerful in this waking dream as internet and devices allow one to become bombarded with information. Even ads will tell you that once you try their product, you can never live without it. It is no wonder that relationships become codependent with lyrics of songs spreading words of dependency about another. This takes away the premise of the individual expression as a soul. Love one another while seeing the other as a visiting soul. The plan was made before arrival that this story was going to be wonderful. Love is complete and free-flowing. Love is kind and never controlling. Can you remember a situation or relationship that you felt filled your heart to the point that this person was part of you? Did you feel that without them there would be no life? But many of these people left by death or by choice. And you are here now. The message that you once believed might have led you to grief and anger. It was never true. The moment that a declaration is made by the personality that someone or something must fill the space that feels need, something happens. The soul within and the magnificent universe of which you are part begins to dismantle your addiction. The truth and light of spirit will send messages of softness. Ignoring the signs that you are enough, the messages will grow stronger and louder. You are an infinite being. And your power shines through every moment. What you need is not always the same as what you want. Meditate on the two aspects and find truth. Let go and be free. Loving deeply and becoming the observer of the story will bring a fresh perspective. Once you really understand that higher beings are at work on your behalf, you can relax and enjoy the unfolding of your story. See the growth and expansion from not trying to possess objects and control others. No one remains the same. All relationships are there as souls playing roles for one another. No one owns another. Even your precious children are souls that came through you. But they are whole and complete, and not yours from a higher perspective. Teach them how to become strong in a world of chaos. As long as they are children, you have the opportunity to teach values and the importance of truth. These precious ones are in your care. Choose wisely. Spirit is listening, and your family of origin cares deeply for you. In every moment, become aware of the lessons learned and the journey before you. Serve life, and it will serve you. An ikimai iya. I love you so, Akatu.